Hi, thank you for holding, James. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. By yourself?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it? Yes, exactly. And I'm looking at the notes Lou left me as well. So you've been in business for quite some time, right?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
Last year and a half been a little rough, but we're still making it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is that because work has kind of slowed down, or what's happened?
Yeah, work is slowing. I mean, work is slowing the damn economy.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that end. We're all in fear of a recession. Got it. Yeah, exactly. And have you done anything different since the slowdown, like marketing-wise, or how do you get clients?
That's what we do. I actually just signed up for Angie List last weekend and haven't even finished the page yet. I got to finish that. I don't know. I heard good and bad things about it, but
yeah.
I've done a couple of advertisements and church bulletins and stuff like that, but so far nothing really.
Okay.
Nothing really paying out, so I'm kind of getting nervous about doing anything else. So.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it on that end. You know, I know with Angie's, there's definitely a lot of mixed reviews on it. I'm sure you did your research on them, though, right?
I did my research, and I had a buddy that had done it for a long time, and he said good things about it. So, I mean, I also got them to give me a guarantee for 10 leads. If I don't get 10 leads, and
oh, good.
I get my whole guarantee back.
You get your money. Okay, good. Okay. It seems like you, yeah, it's, I have, most of my clients that come from Angie's, it's not really good stuff, but it does work for some companies. So that's, you know, the good news is that you have that guarantee for them. You'll get your money back. So that's good on that end. With us, our company name is Local Splash. So we're partnered with Google. So we put you directly in front of people who are searching for you. So although Angie's can work for you, you know, it is more of a directory. So you need to have, just to kind of compare the amount of people that go to Angie's compared to the amount of people that go to Google, it's a, you know, a huge difference. It's definitely a huge difference. And what we're going to do is put you in front of those people that are looking for you. The way that we work is off of exclusive listings as well. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are going to be calls that go directly to you. So there's no sharing leads or chasing down leads. These people call you directly. Now, I do see that you have your Google business profile. That's actually, is it your company? Because it has a different phone number. It's another number that ends in...
I looked up a couple of times on stuff like that. I had different numbers, different people, same company names.
Oh, so it's not your business?
I don't know.
I have an address of 3384 Durahart Street.
No, not mine.
Okay. Do you have a Google business profile?
I don't even know. I do or not, to be honest.
I don't think you have one. So this is kind of a problem because I don't know if you pass out business cards or if you have, you know, on your truck, if you have your company info, if somebody looks you up, if you do the quick search right now as well on Google, another company's popping up that has the same exact name. So you could very well be losing business this way as well. That's the first thing we're going to want to fix is get you your own Google business profile. So if someone looks up your company name, they're right there in Moreno Valley area, you're going to be the one that pops up, not this one that's in Riverside. So that Google business profile will have it pop up on the first page based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So if somebody is looking up, you know, a painter for exterior, interior painting or, you know, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, flooring, general contractor, if anybody looks up any of those keywords, that's how we're going to have that Google business profile pop up on the first page. It's where the map section is. Have you ever done a search on Google? The map pops up with the local businesses in the area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done it.
Okay.
Looking
cool.
Copy management.
Yeah. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to have you pop up on that first page of Google. We'll also retarget those same people that are looking for your services. We're going to retarget them on their Facebook. So that person, when they go on their Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly on there as well. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month. It's a month-to-month service. There's no contract. So it's $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Okay, so like $250?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically $249, but yes. If you round it, $250.
That's how we do business too. We put a little bit lower, so you make you feel like you're getting a little bit of a deal. $250.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's our marketing team. They take care of that. You know, I just do my job. But yes, exactly. So that's what you would be looking at. That gets you everything going. On Facebook, your ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. For you to pop up first page for each keyword, that's going to be a max of 45 to 60 days. We do need to get you verified with Google, but the quicker you can get the paperwork back to us, the quicker we can get everything started. Okay?
Okay. And when would all this stuff like start taking money?
When, one more time, sorry?
You say in like 30 days, 60 days on high stuff, but when will you... When would this start taking effect? I mean, is you going to start taking out money as soon as you say yes?
So to get your spot reserved with Google, because we are looking to fill that spot and to get everything started, we do get payment today. So the payment is to start getting all of the work done. Because Google, it's not like a flip of a switch and everything starts working right away. Google's pretty much like a robot. There's a lot of work that needs to go into Google to get your company info on there, so Google starts thinking you're a legitimate business and starts putting you up higher and higher on the list. So that's a lot of the work has to be done in the beginning, and then from there we're just going to be maintaining your first page placement. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I'm not really familiar with all that computer, so that's why.
Well, that's why you have us. You will have a dashboard as well. The dashboard's going to track everything. So it'll show you those keywords that you're listed for. It'll show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, the location these people are searching for your services from. You're going to be able to see on your dashboard as well everywhere that you are listed. You're going to be able to track your success. So you will have access to that dashboard right away. Now, there's not going to be anything in the first few days because we're building everything, but you are going to have access to it. So that's, and I'm also going to send you a YouTube video that'll show you how to use your dashboard, just in case you're not very technology friendly.
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
No, I get it. Trust me. I get it. So we'll take care of that back end stuff for you so you don't have to worry about it. I do set up an onboarding call within 1 to 3 days as well. So on the onboarding call is where we're going to go over everything in detail, make sure we have everything correct. We'll also build you a website. Okay, so we're going to go over what colors you want your website to look like, any pictures that you want to show as well so you can show your work. So we'll make sure to get that all taken care of for you. Now, the phone number that you're going to want on the Google business profile, is it going to be this number that ends in the 8206?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, one second. Get that wax off.
Yeah.
So, you have a pay knife for that?
Oh, yeah, I get a pay knife.
Let me go get a cheap pay knife and go clean that wax off that top one. No, don't use it. No, you don't use that one at all. I want it. I don't like that one. You need that blue one instead. Sorry, watching my guy.
No, you're good.
So what were you saying? Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. So what I was saying is that you do get an onboarding call within 1 to 3 days so we can go over everything. We are going to build you a website as well. So how you're going to want the colors, all of that, we're going to make sure to go over it with you. My job is going to be just to get your basic information. We get payment. We send everything over to you through text and through email as well. Now, this phone number, the one that we're speaking on that ends in 8206, is that the number that you're going to want on your Google business profile where your clients will call you on?
Yeah, so from your kitchen, I would
do. Okay.
Yeah, that's my cell phone, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then first name, James, J-A-M-E-S, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S.
Just like the company? Okay.
Yep.
And then what is your email address?
J-I-M-W-I-L-1001. So I'm going to ask you a dumb question, though.
No, no dumb questions. Go ahead.
Do this shit work? I mean, like I said, I've been putting money into the company for the last couple of months to try and get to get more business again to recoup. But it seems like everything I'm doing, I'm not getting a lot of feedback back on it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, okay? And this is what's going to answer it for you. When you are looking up a service or when you're looking up a restaurant or a business, what do you go on to look for it?
You mean where I go find it?
Where do you go to find a service that you're looking for?
Like I say, like you know me, you type it in Google. That's
exactly
what I do. Or I go to like OfferUp. Sometimes I do for trash people. I do OfferUp. You can find it on there too. But
the average person,
yeah, I should just say I've just been putting a lot of money. Uh-huh. Enough that I have more than I have in. I don't know. My dad hardly ever advertised, and I've been luckily not have to really do it, but we've been slowing down a little bit because all this economy and people do stuff and no license, no doing all this shit legally. So they're paying like low ass dollars compared to what it should be costing. I'm getting beat up. I can't beat out all these jobs because they're going with this non-licensed people.
Yeah, no, trust me. I know exactly what you're talking about. The good news when it comes to Google is it, as a general contractor, if you're not licensed, it's difficult to get on Google. So you're going
to
be.
Yeah, but that don't mean that the guy who goes to the general contractor on Google don't mean that they don't call me and then call somebody else that not licensed and I still lose the job from the same thing and I'm still paying out money.
Well, that's the thing, right? So when people go on Google, typically they're looking for companies that are licensed because if you're not licensed, you're not popping up on Google. Google's pretty strict with general contractors as a general contractor. Now, how many people are looking up general contractors in your area? Just in the last 30 days, there was 1,213 searches done. And that's in a 25-mile radius. And that's one keyword. You will be listed for approximately 15. You're going to tell me what you want to be listed for. Now, just to tell you a little bit about our company as well, we've been in business already. It's going to be 20 years in December. If you look us up, we have over 900 reviews, and we have 4.2 stars as well. And we are partnered with Google. So we do have a Google badge. It's a certification. And there's only 40 companies in the United States that have that. And the reason why we have that is because we provide certain results to our clients. It's not something that we purchase. It's something that we get because we, you know, the certain results that we get.
Yeah, like I said, I'm willing to do whatever. Just like I said, it just seemed like lately I've dishing out money and getting no outcome on anything I do. So it's like it's scary. I'm nervous to keep putting more thing in.
Yeah.
Work that I'm getting by word of mouth anyways.
And James, that's why I want to be completely transparent with you. You know, your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. Now, for you to pop up on that first page, it is going to be a mask of those 45 to 60 days, but we need to get you verified. So the quicker you can get us back what we need, the quicker we can get everything started. And that's, you know, you'll have that dashboard. You'll be able to see, you know, the traction that you're getting, the people that are looking for you, the calls, the clicks, all of that. You'll be able to see that for yourself. But, you know, we want to be completely transparent with you. It's not going to be a flip of a switch and it works right away, but it's not going to take a long time either. We want to get you work because that's how you're going to stay with us. I mean, if you aren't receiving work, you're not going to want to pay us. I mean, you know,
it seems cheaper than the other one anyway.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that they come from Angie's, and because the problem with Angie's is that you're paying for each lead. So what happens is it starts getting expensive. So what they typically do, my clients, is they'll put pause or they'll cancel with Angie's and they'll stick with us because it's unlimited calls and it's unlimited clicks. And these people call you. you're not chasing people down. So it just makes it so much better. So yeah, this is absolutely going to work for you. I mean, you're going to absolutely love it. You're going to see because it's Google. So you'll definitely, and I'll still be point of contact on your account as well. So I'll keep a track with you, make sure everything's going the way you want it to go. And you're going to have a full service team making sure we have everything going as quickly as possible for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now I have a company name is Styles Construction, just two words, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now the address that I have is 12880 LaSalle Street in Moreno Valley, California, 92553. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for people authorized, let me first ask you this question. This address, do you want it to show on your Google business profile or do you want it hidden?
Probably best to be hidden, right?
If it's your home address, I recommend it. Yes.
It's not my home. It's actually my mom because I own your rental house and I don't want checks and stuff going to my home. So I actually don't put mine in my mom. So.
Okay.
I would have rather not have it.
Okay. I'm going to put down that you want it hidden. I would recommend it anyway. So that's a good sign. Okay. So we'll hide that one. Now for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
What does that mean?
For example, they can call and make changes to your account. If any payments need to be done, we can go over your credit card info with them. Typically, if you have another partner or your spouse that works with you, that's how they add an authorized user.
My partner, he don't really do any computer stuff. That's all me, so you don't need for him.
Okay.
I guess I could put my wife on there.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
Natalie. N-I-T-A-L-Y, not I-E.
Okay. And then Styles' last name as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my onboarding team, they're going to research your area to find out what is searched the most. So what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Well, we're a general, so we do all of it. We do electrical, we do plumbing, we do stucco, we do painting, we do kitchen and bathroom remodels. Like I said, we do just about everything.
Okay. So what I put down is all general contracting work, and then I also put plumbing, electrical, and stucco.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. I have some availability today, but we also have Tuesday and Wednesday. What works best for you?
What time do you do be at?
For today or for tomorrow or Wednesday?
In general, it would be evening or?
It would be morning to afternoon. I have a few spots available tomorrow and Wednesday, so you would tell me. Today, I have something available between 1 to 2.
What are your schedule looking like tomorrow? In the back half of it, or
tomorrow? I have a lot of availability tomorrow and Wednesday. You just tell me what time, and I'll schedule you for that time.
You have anything like in the back end, like around 4 o'clock-ish?
The latest that I have is between 3 to 4.
Okay, so let's do maybe Wednesday at 3 or 4.
Okay, so I got you down for Wednesday between 3 to 4. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So if you need to reschedule, you can email me back or you can call me. Let me send you a text message with my office line and my direct extension as well. So you can reach me there. So I have you down on Wednesday between 3 to 4. Now, your Facebook page. Do you have one for the business yet?
Yes. Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get that information from you on Wednesday. Yeah, it's fine. Worst case scenario, you could make yourself one, or we'll make you one. So that's all right. Don't worry about that. Now your website. I'm including one at no extra cost. Do you want one?
I don't know how to do one.
We're going to do it for you. We'll do it for you. We're just going to need pictures, or we can use stock photos if need be. But okay, I'll put down yes on. Perfect, perfect. So we can put those up on your website. So I'll put down here the website at no extra cost. Now, for specific target areas, okay, let me see here. So it's going to be Moreno Valley, for city, Menifee, I would assume, Marietta. Do you go that far?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Riverside. Paris as well, correct?
San Bruno, Paris.
Okay, San Bernardino, Paris, Riverside, Marietta, Menifee, Moreno Valley. Am I missing any other cities?
You got Fontana.
Ontario?
We could probably go on Ontario. We even done a couple of them in Rainy Springs and out of Wild and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. You want me to put those down?
No matter. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem. I'd rather stay out of LA area.
Okay. Do you do Orange County?
We do very seldom. I'd rather not.
Okay. Would you say then, instead of putting in every city, would you say then that you service all of Riverside and San Bernardino County?
San Bernardino County goes pretty far, doesn't it? Doesn't that go all the way to Blythe and stuff?
San Bernardino County will be anywhere from San Bernardino to Ontario to Victorville. Maybe Barstow? I don't know if Barstow is considered. Is San Bernardino County too much?
I mean, you don't have to have to take the job, right?
The what?
You don't necessarily have to take the job, correct?
No, you don't have to. Of course not. It's completely up to you.
Well, I mean, somebody called me for a garbage disposal, I'm not going to go out to Victorville for a garbage disposal. not enough money into it.
Yeah, but if they call you for a big job.
And if it's an APU on their whole rebuild, then that's a whole different story.
Okay, so I'll put down Riverside County and San Bernardino County. And let's just say for whatever reason it's too much. You can always change it on your dashboard, or you can call me and I can update it for you. Okay, we can be more specific. So this will get you in the most work that we can get you. So we're covering a pretty good amount of areas. For the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Monday through Friday usually. Usually about like 7 o'clock in the morning to like 6 in the evening.
Okay. Do you want to show that you're open on the weekends?
I can take phone calls. I'll answer my phone. I have to answer the phone.
Okay, so how about if I put you down daily then? Because you're going to make your own schedule. You just want people to call you, basically. So,
yeah,
daily.
I have to take phone calls no matter what. I take phone calls no matter what the hell I do. I mean, what I do.
Okay, so I put you down there for daily then.
I have to answer my where I'm at. Yeah,
that's good, because that'll bring you in the most work as well. So, all right, I have that down. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
I think it has both.
Okay. So it just shows James Stiles? Uh-huh. Yeah. We get payment to reserve your spot and get that time for you.
But what is it going to pay for tonight? Just the $190 or $198, whatever?
It's $348. That includes your month and your one-time setup fee of $99.
So it starts now, though? I mean, it's going to start, you're going to start having everything? You're going to start running everything now, or what?
Correct. So as soon as we get out, as soon as we reserve your spot with Google, we're going to start everything. So the whole process starts. And then on Wednesday, we gather all the other, when we have your onboarding call, that's when we start gathering all of the information that, because you're going to receive emails of what's needed right away. Right now, as soon as I process your card, you're going to get everything automated of what's needed to verify you, all of that stuff.
What exactly is needed to verify me? Do you know?
Yeah, of course. So for general contractors, typically what's good, they're going to ask if you have your business registered, you know, pretty much a picture of that, either the tools that you use, if your truck has a decal of your company or invoices, you know, your license, all of those things. Those are things that Google, it depends exactly what, that's what your onboarding call is going to be on Wednesday. But all of those things, that's how they verify you.
I don't know what you mean, registered, like in the business
registered.
The name is all that, but I have anything, I don't have anything that says that, though.
You don't have what? I'm sorry?
I don't have anything that actually, I don't think I have anything that I know of where it's at that said the business is registered, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know definitions of whatever that filing thing for the business name. Petition
mm-hmm.
filing.
Yeah,
I did
so
all that,
let me
ask. So I just don't know about having an actually.
So you, I mean, are you licensed?
Oh, yeah, I'm licensed, bonded, insured, working in comp. I got everything.
Yeah, so that's how they would verify you. So they verify you in different ways to make sure that you're a legitimate business. So if you're licensed,
the
workers' comp, all of that.
I got everything I need for business.
So, I mean, because based off of the conversation I had with you earlier, I pretty much figured you were licensed. So, Google's going to verify you in different ways. Yeah, you're going to be fine. Verifying you is not an issue at all. Because you're a legitimate company. When it comes with, like Google, let's just say that there's this guy who isn't licensed. He just came up with a business and he wants to go on Google. As a general contractor, most likely he's going to get denied because Google's not going to allow that. You being a licensed general contractor, getting you approved is not going to be an issue. It's just not.
Okay,
the fact that you do everything legit. Yeah, so you're good on that end. So we don't have to worry about that. But like I said, you're going to receive automated emails and text messages right after I charge your card, which is going to be everything. And then on Wednesday, when you have your onboarding call, we're going to help you go over everything as well, just in case, you know, if it's a little overwhelming, because it can be overwhelming if you don't really understand anything. That's why we're here to help you. So, and I'm sorry, I'm not, the card that you're going to use, does it have a middle initial or does it just show James Stiles?
Good question. I don't know. No initials. Just my name.
No initials. Okay. And is the billing address going to be the same as the 12880 LaSalle Street or is it a different address? Okay.
No, it's the same.
Okay, perfect. So let me put that down, and it's going to be Moreno Valley. I used to live in Paris, so I'm very familiar with your area.
Oh, yeah?
My dad still lives over there. Yeah, and my mom lives in Menifee.
All right, where up?
My dad is off.
Me and Paris a lot.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I said, yeah, we do a lot of work in Paris.
Yeah, my dad doesn't really, my dad doesn't even take care of his home, though. He lives by himself in a big house. And when my kids go over to visit him, it's just, they come back traumatized because it's not well taken care of. But my mom, she actually does a lot of work on her home. She's in Menifee off of Newport. She just recently got her whole kitchen redone. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep your information as well because it's always good to know people in the area when it comes to contracting. So, okay,
yeah,
so I put down Newport's, yeah, there, when we moved, because I was a teenager when we moved to Newport, or well, off of Newport, there was no businesses on that street. There was, it was all dirt fields. And
yeah,
now
it's busy now.
I know. It reminds me of Temecula. I don't like going over there anymore.
Yeah. You almost can't even get off the off ramp anymore over there. It gets so busy.
I go off of McCall because it's too much.
It's easy,
too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But, okay, so I got your address. Now, what type of card is it going to be?
Visa card.
Okay. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
It's 4815-8800. 3401-3898.
Okay, and then when does the card expire?
0927.
And the security code?
260.
Okay, now we're going to set you up with a security question. The security question is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick whatever question, answer whatever you'd like, just please remember the answer. So you can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You could do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and then what is it?
Miss.
Oh, that's easy enough. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. Before we get off the line, you're going to receive everything through text and through email as well. And then you will have access to your dashboard right away. Your login credentials with username and password are going to be sent out to you automatically. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
James Stiles, CEO, owner.
Perfect. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number. I did send it to you through text. That's our office line, so just save it in your contacts. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you are going to receive automated text messages and emails. Now, I'm also going to send you a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You should get your login credentials right away, but sometimes it takes a few minutes for you to receive it. Your username will be your phone number. Your password is going to be sent to you through text. You can always update that password, of course. Now, let me make sure you're going to be getting everything. I just sent you over the YouTube video, so you should be getting that here. Let me see if the user... Did you get the text message with my office line?
The 877?
Yes. Okay. I did see that. Okay. That's good. Now let me make sure that you are going to be receiving everything else. Yes, it looks like the email already got sent out. The last thing I'm going to do with you is just going to be the terms and conditions. I'm going to send you over the link right now. Give me 1 second. Okay, I just sent it to you. If you can open up that link. When you open it, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I got it open.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go over it with you just real quick. So what this is we're going to do the Google Business Profile for you. We're going to optimize it as well. Now, if you need to go on any of the directories that are listed, we can do that for you. On your onboarding call on Wednesday, we'll ask you what you want to go on. We'll do your website as well. There's also included in there some other programs that Google offers. You don't have to worry about those right now. When we start getting you some work in, if you want to expand to those, we can do that. It also goes over your Facebook ads, what we charge you, what you will be charged. If you get really busy with work or, you know, wintertime you're not working, you can put your account on seasonal hold. We don't charge you. It goes over also you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks and click confirm, it'll take you into the login for your dashboard.
You said something about charging for Facebook stuff, that you get more, the more stuff that they charge you for?
No, that's included in the $249.
$249.
It's included. You're not going to get charged anything extra. I want to make that very clear. So this is just the flat rate for you.
So username and password, you got to make it up or...
Your username is going to be your phone number and your password. It just got sent to you over through text. It's the local, T-H-E-L-O-C-A-L. I want to make sure you can log into your dashboard before we get off the line.
Instead of you working on it, be back and check back in 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be your dashboard, so you can log in at any time. You can already upload photos. So in the settings, you do have the option of setting up logging in photos in there, so you can do that now. As I did say as well, you're going to receive automated emails and text messages. You already got them about what is needed. You can get on that, you know, you can start doing it. If not, don't worry about it. On Wednesday, we'll go over everything with you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. So the people add the photos, or I got to add the photos, or?
So
if
you have photos of the work that you've done, you can upload your photos. If for whatever reason you want us to use your stock photos, we can do that as well. So I would recommend if you have photos of the work, yeah, you can upload it. So on the dashboard, you'll be able, there's on the settings, you can find where it has you upload the photos. Or if you want to wait until Wednesday to email them to us, you can do that as well.
All right, I'll try messing with this.
Yeah, no worries, James. And like I said, you have my contact info, so if anything comes up, feel free to give me a call. But if not, we're pretty much already done. We have your onboarding call on Wednesday between 3 to 4.
Okay. I'm sorry for this. Definitely works, and I'm wasting more money.
No, this is going to work for you, James. You'll see. It's been a pleasure, James. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak with you on Wednesday.
All right. Have a good day.
And you too. Thanks. Bye.